Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in Odyssey Station. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. Good Wednesday. All right, for a while, I've been sitting here saying, when is somebody in Pennsylvania going to do what DeSantis has done? Quarterbacked it with the legislature in Florida. Idaho may have been the first, I forget. Little hard to say, but in some state of development, you have double-figure states across the country saying, no, we're not going to continue with critical race theory. Everything is about race, oppressor, victim. You've heard about that. Well, now, somebody's Representative Russ Diamond and our guest, Representative Barbara Gleim, are from Republican Cumberland County, sponsoring legislation that would go after districts that teach so-called critical race theory. Representative Gleim is with us here on Talk Radio 1210. To find out what we can do to support this, hopefully. Representative, thank you very much. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, principally, what would you do with this bill? What would it do, Representative?
This bill is House Bill 1532. It's called the TRUE Act. It's teaching racial and universal equality. So it would prohibit the use of state funds to teach or communicate theories that promote one race over another or one sex over another. And it would prevent government entities and contractors from communicating or forcing upon employees a racist or sexist concept. So we're talking about teaching the teacher.
So how would, in theory, I don't see who could differ with that, although I'm sure there'd be some spin on that, and I certainly support it, but how would that be determined if there are violative of this? How do you determine that?
We've been looking at how it's funded, right? So they obviously have to come in to the schools, and the school boards have to agree to teach the teacher. So that's professional development. And so the parents or, people that don't want their children to be taught this type of theory would have to basically follow the money. And we just had an incident, near in my county in South Middleton, where we found that the school board approved a monies to come out of the safety and security grant that they had received from the state, and they used those dollars to bring in a third party to teach the teacher. So, that's I guess how you could
okay.
Identify that it's being done in the schools.
All right, because right by now, they're on to us that we're coming after them on this nonsense that's so pernicious, Representative. So they don't call it critical race theory then, right? I mean, that's what you're probably hearing from the front lines. Would the
Correct.
Bill then, so that's why you've changed it to racist and sexist concepts. What I'm trying to get at is there a trigger here? It says that no Pennsylvania school district, post-secondary, state, or local government shall teach that any race or sex is superior to another, or an individual based on their race or sex is inherently racist or sexist. So I guess the trigger is when we're told that one group is an oppressor, anything like that, or all. I guess if all is said about it, is that kind of a trigger of this?
Correct. And, you know, so it's hard to find out when this is actually happening in your school, unless there is some type of inherent teaching, whether it's in your civics class, social studies, you know, even down into the elementary schools with books. That's the trigger, is if it's a concept, it's a racist or sexist concept.
Right. And well, critical race theory, there is no doubt about that. We're friends with Dr. Fishbein, who you guys may have known of and has gotten great traction nationwide because of what went on here over in Lower Merion. So here's the thing. How long have you and Russ Diamond had this put together? And are Republicans supportive? Because this is a huge issue, as you probably know, across the board. It's getting national traction. Because it's all over the place that this is going on.
Yes, and we've been looking at this for quite some time. I guess since really the Biden Department, you know, of Education came out saying that they were going to be giving grants based along these lines. So we've been talking about it for quite some time and just looking at the legislation, and it was just the right time to enact it. And so we did. I'm very passionate about it. I'm on the education committee here at the House and in Pennsylvania. I don't believe this has any place right now or ever in our curriculum. And so we're looking at all sorts of avenues to fight it.
But are you getting traction with Republicans? We heard about you guys, but we haven't heard at the big level. I mean, you can be honest. Is there a fear? Because some people are afraid of being called a racist if you oppose this stuff. Let me give you from the key guy here what he says so that listeners might have a sense. Then you can tell me your reaction to it. Ibrahim X. Kendi, he's the guy that wrote How to Be an Anti-Racist. He says the only remedy, quote, to racist discrimination is anti-racist discrimination. The only remedy to past discrimination is present discrimination of the previous discriminator. I mean, that's in a nutshell what they're trying to do here.
Right. You can't fight discrimination with discrimination. And I think that most Republicans in the House here agree with that statement. So yes, we have widespread support on this issue in the House. I mean, there may be a few who are afraid, you know, of what's going to happen on their social media page. I think that, and also some of them need to really educate themselves on the issue, so they don't really know a lot about it. So they might feel a little bit hesitant about, you know, supporting it wholeheartedly just because they haven't had a chance to go back and read it. And understand what it is. And that's my job then as the maker of the bill, along with Rep. Mm-hmm. Diamond, is to educate our colleagues. But for the most part, yes, this has been sent to the Education Committee, and we will be talking about it in committee, and hopefully we'll be able to move this, you know, as soon as fall.
Okay. The issue here, too, you see this on the national level, is, whoa, wait a minute. This is just whitewashing of American history. People like Representative Gleim don't want kids to know about the dark side of American history.
Well, I would just say this. It's not a curriculum. It's an ideology. It incorporates, you know, equity into the curriculum through policies and practices. It's an ideology. It's a belief system. And the interesting part of this whole thing, from my perspective, is that they already kicked out Christianity, saying it was a belief system out of schools, but yet they want to put this one in, which is based off of a Marxist theory.
Yes.
So this is going to get interesting, even from a constitutional perspective.
Absolutely. So what would you advise people to do at this point for House Bill 1532? I guess to alert their representative that this is underway and it's a big deal to them, because this is happening all over the place under different names, and it's about ready to have a big challenge here in Pennsylvania.
Correct. I would just encourage all parents to keep vigilant on what their children are being taught in school. You know, go to your school board meetings and make it clear that you don't want this taught in schools, that there are many other things that they need to be shoring up all over the state with regard to curriculum and how kids are doing and their graduation rates and all these other things that really matter to, kids and students who are, going out in the world and getting jobs. This theory is divisive. It's racially charged, and it just shouldn't be an ideology that's in our schools right now.
Well, good luck with this, and please keep us in the loop as it develops, Representative. Thank you. Thanks for the time today.
Thank you for having me again. I appreciate it.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.